Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Sunday. Good morning, and how are you today? And I'm pretty sure you're on your way to church right now, and I hope you had a good service. But while on your way to church, or probably you're coming back from church, or probably you're at home, wherever you may be, welcome to Sunday Strings with Kola Day and in Radio Africana. And this is a show whereby we talk about God and everything God. And as I'm talking about God, we also play songs that inspire, enlighten, and encourages us as humans to carry on in our day-to-day activities. Because trust me, some days be trying us. So we need God at every point in our lives. We need God to guide us, to direct us, and to tell us where and what to do at every point in life. So here I am today again, coming back to the 1 hour show to talk about God and to talk about God through music as well. And I won't be yapping too much today, don't worry. We'll be starting with our first song, and I want you to put on your dancing shoe, because we'll be thanking God for how far he has helped us. Because today is the we started since the 1st of January, and see where we are today. Not by our power, not by our might, not that we are that righteous, but it kept us alive today. It kept us alive, and here we are saying, be God, we thank you. Only you can do what no man can do. So join me in singing Be God by Kofi Owusu. I'm so sorry if I pronounced it wrong. Yeah, join me and enjoy the song and dance as well.
Describe you, big God, 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 big cannot do. Name that thing. Don't talk. Name that thing he cannot do. Every mouth will keep be shut.
Name that thing he cannot do. Name that thing he cannot do. There is nothing God cannot do. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I think that's what we should take out for this week. When it looks like it's difficult, or when it looks like what exactly is going on, why things not going the way it's meant to be, remember that there is nothing God cannot do, and that should be your motivation for the week, that there is nothing God cannot do. Only him can do what no man can do. The man who raised someone who is dead for 3 days back to life. The man who healed the sick. The man who raised the dead. The man who makes the lame to walk. The man that healed the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. There is nothing he cannot do. All you just have to do is to key into that faith. You need to key into his promises. His promises are yes and amen. He even said that he honor his word more than his name. He honor his word. So anytime, just quote the word you said in your word, that by his stripes I am healed. By his stripes I am healed. And then keen with the faith, and trust me, it works like magic. It works, because what God cannot do doesn't exist. And in the moment of praising, also will be taking us to a point where we need to, like, a point of reverence, a point of who is like him, who is like him, like the beatitude of God. Like, there's no how you could describe God. There is no how. He does everything. Like, imagine the cloud. There's nowhere you go to that you won't find a cloud. And imagine God being everywhere. Like, you can't fathom is something. You can't fathom how is that possible. How is that possible? Or is it the guy that turned water into wine in the Bible? Like, water into wine. Not that he added Eve, or not that he added coloring or anything. And people, like, feedback said that the wine was the best one. Was the best one compared to what they had the first time. And then you think, what's that thing that is like a struggle to you? What's that thing that is like holding you back? Is it money? Is it health issues? What is it? The guy that can raise someone who is dead, Lazarus, 3 days dead, like he's forgotten in the grave, and he raised him back to life? Or is the guy that's healed the sick? So yeah, like, you know what? So this is a point of reverence. Who is like you, Lord, by doing so you can, and coming to the understanding of who Christ is, the weight of who you are. No one, no one, no one, no one, no one. You know what? And yeah, enjoy, enjoy.
again, who is like you? Who is like you?
Thank you. glorious, triumph glorious. The horse and his rider, he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Various chariots and his army, he has cast into the sea. His chosen captives also are thrown in the spread sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? I said, who? My God, set the depths of who you are.
The depths of who you are.
No eyes have seen it.
No eyes have seen it.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Say it to my tears.
Set
the depths of who you are.
The depths of who you are.
No
like you, O Lord, the weight of who you are. No words, nothing can carry who is like you, who is like you. And I hope this like show us and tell us and like give us that enlightenment about who Jesus is, who God is, because there is none like him. There is none like him. I so much love that song because it brings you to that constant reminder of who God is. Who is like you, oh God? The weight of who you are. The depth of who you are. No one can carry. We give you all the praise. We give you all the praise. All glory, all honor, all power belongs to you. Belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, moving forward, we'll be playing this song, and I want it to be our anthem as well. I know I gave you an anthem last week, and I want this one to be our anthem for this week, and it's Amen Amen by Simi Dele and Ore Macaulay. And I hope you enjoy the song as well, and as much as we're enjoying, I hope you are like picking up the lyrics and we're understanding what they're saying. See you in a bit.
Oh, how beautiful it is to see you moving. Oh, how beautiful it is to see you move. You've poured out your spirit on every heart, You've sent forth your word, and it's come to pass. What our fathers and mothers could only foretaste is now in our lifetime. The order of day, eyes are unfailing, hearts are aligning, dead bones are rising, His Spirit is moving. Eyes are unfailing, hearts are aligning, dead dreams are rising, His Spirit is moving. He's breaking addictions, yes. And breaking religion, yes. His Spirit is moving,
amen.
His Spirit is freedom,
amen.
Eyes are aligning,
amen.
Dead bones are rising,
amen.
His Spirit is moving,
amen.
His Spirit is freedom.
Amen, amen.
eyes unveiling, hearts aligning, dead bones arising, spirit is moving. Eyes are unveiling, hearts are aligning, dead bones are rising, spirit is moving. Oh, how beautiful it is to see you moving. You've poured out your spirit on every heart, upon everyone listening. You send forth your word and it come to pass. What our fathers and our mothers could only foretaste is now in our lifetime the order of day, the order of day. This is so profound. This is so profound. Eyes are unveiling, Lord. My eyes are unveiling what you want me to see, what you want me to do. I begin to do them. My heart are aligning to God's plan, to God's will for my life. And dead bones are rising. Whatever is dead in my life is coming back to life. Whatever that God has been destined for me to prosper, to make progress, to do what he wants me to do that has been dead, comes back to life. And then it goes forward by saying, you're rebuilding the ruined walls. You're reclaiming your design. You descend as fire to purify. You're reclaiming your words. You prune as the tissue and the thorns fall away, so we may produce good fruit. For the harvest is here, and the Lord has said it, and he has done it. You have said it, and you have done it. Let it be your mantra for 2026, that God have said it. He has gone ahead of us, that like the song that was our anthem, because of that we bear the mark of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let no one trouble us, because he has gone ahead of us. So this year comes with ease, this year comes with clarity, this year comes with God's design for our life. And thank you so much, Simi Daly and Ore Makoli, for that song. For anyone that wants to go back to listen, that's Amen Amen by Simi Daly and Ore Makoli. That song is so profound, and I'm really grateful to God for that song. And also, moving forward, now we've known God's promises for our life. He wants our eyes to be aligned. He wants our eyes to unveil, and he wants our hearts to align. But then again, we will listen to Promise by Joel Byrne and Naomi Rain, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I will as well.
Can't
I'll still bless you. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. In the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go, I'll still bless you.
Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. I still bless you in the middle of the storm. I still bless you when I don't know which way to go. I still bless you when I am confused. I still bless you when it feels like I am alone. I still bless you when it feels like I'm lonely. I still bless you. 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 Yeah. That's all I have to say. I still bless you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. It's been a nice Sunday morning, and I hope you had a good time. I hope you're blessed as I am as well. And let this be like a constant reminder. I still bless you, regardless of what I'm going through. Regardless of the storm, regardless of whatever it is, probably failure, probably disappointment, maybe from even loved ones, and you feel like, why am I going through this? Probably betrayal, whatever it is, I still bless you. I still bless you. Let this be our go-to for the week. Doesn't matter what we're going through, doesn't matter what comes ahead of us this week, I still choose to bless God. I still choose to bless God. Whether the result you're expecting is not up to what you plan for, I still choose to bless God. I still choose to bless God. So yeah, time goes so fast. We've come to the end of the show, but of course I won't leave without playing my last song. Definitely won't be going just like that. So, I hope you enjoyed it, and this is Sunday Strings with Kola Day. We meet every Sunday, Radio Africana. You can tune in to Radio Africana. Go to the website www.radioafricana.com, or you could choose to download the app on Play Store, on Apple Store, I think, yeah? At Radio Africana. and you could listen every single time, every Sunday morning. And yeah, this is me saying ciao ciao, this is me saying bye, and this is me saying I hope you have an amazing week, and I hope you have a lovely week. And this is me leaving you with Wait On You, and this should be like also a reminder as well, a reminder. And I noticed that I've been playing like songs that will push you through the week, songs that will carry you for the week. Whatever it is that happened, we pray that it's joy, we pray that it's lovely, we pray that it's a pleasant one. And yeah, this is me saying Wait On You by Elevation Worship featuring Maverick City. And I hope you enjoy. See you next week and have a blessed week ahead. Bye.
Don't believe in fairy tales. I guess I've outgrown them. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. Cause I've seen it in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said it, you'll perform it. May not be how I want you to, but here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I'm gonna wait on you. Yeah. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yeah, you are the author, but there's no predicting what is next. But you hold the future, and all the questions, they come second to the one I know is true, yeah. For you've always been true, so I'm gonna wait on you. Wait on the Lord.